Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Can we live? Welcome to the weekly conversation. It's a Monday edition. Can we live our lives? Yeah, that's an awesome song. That is. If you ever wondered, I always play that from time to time, just a little bit more than that. But that is Blind Design's song, Time Is On Your Side, from the Desire to Destroy album from 2006. Incredible album. Because they had a bunch of music that you could just play for free, and that. Not free, you have to buy stuff. Nothing's free, folks. And I paid, and that's the song I chose. It's like the first one. But tonight on the conversation, we're into Indiana Attorney General sues Black Lives Matter as part of a donation use investigation, because they're being investigated for buying all this. Well, they're buying mansions and all this crap. They care about the black people so much, they're buying themselves a little mansion. It's about time people start standing up. Hopefully it's going somewhere and doing something. Connecticut is set to become a place of refuge. Oh, don't worry, folks. If you can't have an abortion, come to Connecticut. We'll kill your baby. A majority of people support the anti-groomer laws, like in Florida. The parents' right education laws and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. More people should support this. You should know what your kids, even if you support your kid being a donkey or an elephant, you should support that. Okay, let me see here. Okay. All right, elephant or donkey, that's fine, you know. At least you know your kid is being taught that they should be, that they should push to be something more than what God created them to be, which God makes no mistakes, by the way. And this is awesome. Michelle Obama's axed Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They're going in the toilet. They might have to, can we be kings and queens again, please? They're going to be crawling back to the royals because they're falling apart. Yeah, their show got axed. Yeah, as subscribers leave Facebook faster than people did the Titanic when it was sinking, folks. Bye-bye. That's awesome. Don't worry. It's hard to believe, but a majority of voters say Republicans are better at than Democrats at handling economic issues. Now, we're still how many trillions of dollars in debt, and it's not one party? I'll get into that. It's funny. Elon Musk tells AOC to stop hitting on me. Sorry, AOC. Yeah, massive food inflation, farm prices up 31%, eggs, meat, vegetables, everything. We got food shortages worldwide. That's not Republicans. I'm sure when they talk about like a worldwide food shortage, well, it's a Republican's fault. Okay. Also, the latest on Manchester United, and what a game tonight. Oh, wow. Only if they would have been doing that all season. Yeah. Welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And let's go to Psalms 18. Let's see. Verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me. In my place of safety. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And, you know, while we complain sometimes in life, you know, God's working. Especially when you like, okay, I'm not allowed to do this or this or this. And you find out that, oh, yeah. So this thing has not been working the whole time because of a breaker. Because because like a, you have a breaker box and it switches. Back in the day, you had like fuses, and when the fuse blew, you had to switch a fuse. Then you just have a breaker, and when it flips, chink, it goes to off. You just have to push it back over. Unless that blew, which I've seen that happen before, and then you know. And so I haven't been using this for like how long? Because I'm not allowed to touch the breaker, and but you complain, and God works. Yeah, so many, and that's the thing, man, the whole time, you know, if you ever seen Flywheel, if you ever seen, like, Fireproof or all those movies, well, like, Facing the Giants and War Room, the first one was Flywheel, about a guy that gave, about an actual guy that has a car lot, Mac George Motor Cars, that went to their church, that gave his lot to the Lord and ran it by biblical principles and this and that. And they've had so many people that prayed, I need $1,264.25, and they get that exact amount. You know, and at the end of the movie, he, you know, the guy that owns the car lot, he's pissing and moaning and complaining. And the guy walks over and goes, why are you over here complaining? The Lord's over there working. And everything gets resolved and all this. I like the movie because it was like the original movie that they did, and they had no, so you didn't know the people, and they had, it was like the first where you got to see the Comey bonds, where they had like the honeycombs, like the fake ones and the props. Oh, it's fun. It was a great movie, and you got to see the people, a lot of them, for the first time, so you didn't have them attached to their football coach and a track coach and a basketball coach and this and. But yeah, it's awesome. And it all started because the pastor talked about how one of the most influential things in this world is movies, and that's why they spend millions of dollars trying to get stuff into movies. Hey, they got tobacco in the movies. Hey, it influences them. Cha-ching. But wow. Welcome, folks. Where all you are, wherever you are around the world, thank you. The Indiana Attorney General is suing the Black Lives Matter as part of a donation use investigation. Because, you know, they took your donations. They're going to help the black community. And Black Lives Matter, what they do? They bought a mansion. Gee. If you're a black person, you better demand to be able to stay there and live there and hang out there and party there. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. When are people going to realize that they don't care about, it's just an organization that to destroy America, to steal money from people, and at the same time doing all this? Oh, yeah. See, they don't care. See, because if they really cared about black lives, they would care about every single one. They would care, if you want an organization that deals with blacks killing blacks, you need to get a different organization because we're not that organization. Now, if a white guy kills a black guy, we'll be there. We'll be there. Yeah, but, a black guy killing a black guy, that's not going to get on CNN. That one viewer is not going to see it. We can't get that on MSNBC. And that's the majority of the deaths were black people from other blacks, not whites. But then I would love to know who came up with the term. Because I've known people recently who are white. They're as white as a ghost, and they're from Durban, South Africa, and they were actually born there. And when they put that on their application, because on an application for a job, they can't say African-American because they're from Africa. And they go off on them, I am. I'm from Durban, South Africa. And that's one of those things, you know. But I hope this does something. I hope they go after them and get something. I need to start my own, giving back to Section 8 Section 8 Lives Matter. You could probably start a Section 8 Lives Matter organization and take all the money and keep it for yourselves, and they wouldn't know any different. But when they bought a $6 million mansion in Southern Carolina in Southern California, are you kidding me? Oh, but that's that organization. When we call them out is, you know, because someone was calling them out, you know, for, well, see, what it is if you want to have a black-on-black crime organization, see, we don't care about that kind of black person. We care about, like, a black killing a black man, that doesn't fit an agenda. See, we got to destroy America. We got to divide the race. Well, then you need to clean up your neighborhood. No, you do. When there's not a white person within 50 miles of this area, when there's no Tea Party Republican within 50 miles, but, oh. You know, most of my black friends don't even support Black Lives Matter. It's all my white friends that kind of like have all the banners and everything up. But, and what they do? We tried to warn y'all people. We did, and they bought a $6 million mansion. Now, I want to have someone come and justify that. Show me how that's bettering the black neighborhoods. How is that bettering black people? How are they getting... I think Colin Kaepernick's donated ties and shirts and stuff. I don't like the guy, but at least he's tried to do something to help. Kaepernick could have done, okay, you know what? Look, I have the platform. I made it. Look at the opportunity I was given. I'm so tired of all these billionaires that are black telling other blacks that they can't accomplish anything. Just stick to your Section 8 housing and your food stamps. That's right. It's best to move to an area that has like a bottle deposit, because then you can take your food stamps, you can buy the soda, dump it out, and then take the cans and sell them and get your money back from the deposit, and then you can buy your drugs with that. It ain't much, but hey. They should be taking that money and all those black-owned stores that were robbed and vandalized and pillaged by black people, they should be fixing it up. They need to look at all the people in those videos, and they should have to come back and help rebuild that community. But don't worry, folks. As my state representative, John Jacob, one of my state representatives, is trying to make Indiana an abortion-free state. And when it's an abortion-free state, you still have places, okay, like if it's a life or death thing, you know, and okay, you try to save the mom. Okay, if both are going to die, then sometimes you try to save one or the other, you know, whatever, in a medical emergency like that, okay. But not Connecticut, man. They want to try to become a place for abortion refuge. Don't worry. If your state won't let you kill a baby, come to Connecticut. We'll do it for you. Do you have your 25% off voucher? Yes, this will get you 25% off any airline you choose. Up to $200. So you can fly here and have your baby killed. I can't believe your state won't let you kill your own baby. Many people can't have kids, who would die to have kids. Listen to the third day song, Children of God. It's a blessing from God. God don't make mistakes. I don't apologize. Sorry. This nonsense has got to stop with, oh, well, come here and we'll just slaughter your baby. We're going to send you to re-education camp. My son thinks he's a horse. No, he needs help. If your if your 12-year-old or 10-year-old or 9-year-old kid has to have a litter box in school and thinks they're a cat, they need help. They don't need encouragement. They need help. Sorry. Calling the spade a spade. So you sure don't know. Your kid needs help. Sorry. I'm not gonna candy coat you wanting kids to think they're cats or dogs or elephants and think it's okay. Teacher, since I think I'm an elephant, I need to have peanuts around me all the time. And I'm going to need you every once in a while to throw peanuts at me so I can catch them. If I was a teacher, right in the front of the classroom, I'd put the litter box. There you go. You're a cat. You don't get to decide where the litter box goes. You're a cat. You don't. My cat doesn't tell me where I put the litter box. I put it where I put it, and then he finds it and uses it. And, yeah, you're going to use it right here, okay? Yeah. So you can't put that litter box there. It says who? I'm the adult. That's the cat. I'm putting it where I want to. Thank you very much. Teacher, I'm allergic to cats. He has to go. And he'd have to go because you can't say he's not a cat. Well, you can't be allergic to him. He's not a cat. What? You just said that kid's not. Oh, we're going to have a defamation of character lawsuit because you just said that that kid's not a cat. You have all kinds of angles. You can play this. You can say, you can tell your kids to say they're allergic to cats. Have a doctor write a note. Because it either the kid would have to go or the cat would have to go. And you have to call the cat because he thinks it is. And you can't be. And if you say he's not actually a cat and you can't be allergic to him. Whoo. Oh. Yeah. Okay. You want me to accept these people that it's normal for them to have a litter box and that they have to use it. But you're going to tell me that if I say my kid's allergic to cats and the cat needs to go. You can't say, well, no, you can't, he's not really a, you can't say that he's not really a cat because, okay, if I have to accept him for what he thinks he is, then you have to accept the fact that my kids are allergic to cats and he can't be around them. Oh, we've already tried the, we're not taking medications. No, this don't work. No, she has problems. Yeah, she can't take, the allergy medications don't work for her. Sorry, no. Like Connecticut. Oh, come to Connecticut. We'll slaughter your baby. Don't worry. Hi. Welcome to Connecticut. Did your state not allow you to kill your baby? Well, we'll do it for you. Most people regret it. There was a lady that had twins, and she had an abortion and only killed one of them. And to this day, she regrets it now that she has the kid she has, and the one twin goes, I wonder what my other twin would be like. You know, would she be like me? Would she dress like me? Would she be totally opposites? But, you know. But we live in this world where you have to accept my kid because he thinks, you have to accept my kid because he's a cat. Okay, well, my kid's allergic to cats, so your kid's got to go. I mean, your cat, excuse me. I don't want to offend your cat. And seriously, I think if I was a teacher, if that was me and I was a teacher, I'd be like, okay, yep, no, he's going, excuse me, I'm the adult in this classroom, and I decide whether, okay, don't tell me that your cat comes up to you and tells you where he wants the litter box. No, you put the litter box where it's, okay, let's have the litter box here, and we'll put the food over here. The cat doesn't have a say in it. You do, because you're the adult. If I'm the adult, the litter box is right up front in the classroom. If you got to go and you need to use the litter box, it's where I'm putting it. That is a cat. Then I am the owner. I'm the parent of the cat. I'm saying where the litter box goes. Unless someone wants to come in and be the adult and teach the class, this is my class slash my house, so I can say where stuff goes. I mean, I can't believe it. We've gone to a society where, oh, don't worry, we'll slaughter your... Oh, don't worry. Why use contraception? Just use abortion. I never thought I'd see a day where we'd allow kids we'd be okay with kids being kids. Kids should be kids. Nope. It's that third grade, we got to teach them about sex. Yeah, what these kids are being taught in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade, I'd be accused of sexual harassment, being pulled in by HR. Nope. Kids shouldn't be kids. They should be taught about sex when they're way too young or well, if your kid, here's a good one. If these people say, well, I'm not assigning my kid a gender because until they're 18, they should be able to make up their own mind what gender they are. Okay, well, then they should have to wait till they're 18 to find out if they're a cat or not. We can't identify. We can't. How dare you force us to tell our babies a girl? Okay, let me tell you something. The reason why I know she's a girl is because she's going to have a pap smear when she's 18, okay? She can potentially have over. Okay, if you think it's a male, let me tell you, that baby right there will never have testicular cancer or prostate cancer because they don't have one. It doesn't have one. You can look at that boy all day, that baby boy all day long and think it's a girl. When it's 40, it's going to have a prostate exam. Oh, they're fun. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's what I live for. Mm. You know, that's why a majority of people support these anti-groomer laws, like Florida's Parents' Right to an Education Law. I mean, there are places where, the teacher helps me teach my kids. If I was a parent and I had kids, I would want to know 100% of everything they're being taught. 100%. Oh, yeah, just so you know, I'm doing a live stream of your classroom, so good luck. You can teach, just teach like you're going to, but just know that... If you're going to teach my kids about the five pillars of the Muslim faith or whatever, or try to convince my daughter that she's a male elephant or whatever the heck, no. That's why I like Florida. He's standing up. Now, these need to be put into a type of situation where, good luck, like, you know, so that if a Democrat tries to get in there, they don't instantly get rid of it. But then, you know, a majority of these people in this country do not support. We're not $50 trillion in debt or whatever. We're through with black budget projects, it's ridiculous. We don't have this record inflation and everything because of one president. I mean, Biden is the reason why we have the inflation we have now. But, you know, all these people that have been in D.C. for 30, 40 years, they blame every Republican. But what have you done for 30 or 40 years, or Nancy P.? Hey, Nancy, and I'm telling you, everything is wrong with this country right now is Trump's fault. See, if Trump had become president, he was president. I mean, Putin is invading Ukraine because of Trump. Biden doesn't care. He's not doing anything. I know there were no wars under Trump. I know it's because I'm just a person. I know everything. But they waited, and now they waited, Nancy Pelosi. They didn't do anything under Trump. They waited until they got some piece of crap with dementia. Basically, what Biden is, folks, is 4 more years of Obama. It was going to be 8 more years of Obama under Clinton, but she lost. And all those Madam President newsweeks had to go, bye-bye. Because they were going to recycle all the Trump ones because Hillary Clinton was expected to win. And, you know, when she, they basically had it rigged for her to win. And when she lost, oopsie. But it's nice to see places like Florida stepping up. And, you know, when you have a place like Indiana where they have laws on the books that would stop child pornography and stuff in schools, and they get shut down in committee, they don't even get heard. But like I always say, folks, there used to be I don't think it exists anymore. There used to be a Second Amendment app called a Second Vote app. And it was a Second Amendment app, basically. And it was called the Second Vote Act. And it was a Second Vote app. And you look, okay, let's see what Tiny Tim's, and if it's a decent store, if it's like a, like Domino's, like Dynamo's and Domino's, two different stores. If it's like Jewel Osco's, you know, if it's like the Grand Union, if they're on there, it would tell you what they stand up and support. And if they support the Second Amendment, what percent, if they support, you know, freedom of speech, whatever, you know, and it, okay, if they're closed on Sunday for church, okay, hey, this is a Christian place. I'm going here. They support this. They allow you to carry a gun and this and that and all things. Shink. Okay, I'll shop there. And it lets you a Second Vote app so you can choose where you spent your money. Well, Netflix has asked Michelle Obama and also a series from Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, as subscribers are fleeing the Twitter. Well, Democrats are fleeing Twitter. That's great. I love it. I'm going to get into that. But Netflix, people are fleeing faster than people were trying to get off the Titanic. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. That's what they don't understand. 90% of Americans stopped caring about the kings and queens in 1776 on July 4th. Yeah. No one cares about you. Now, Meghan is beautiful. I won't lie. But no one cares. See, I liked Netflix because I thought the idea of it was kind of cool, because I thought it was going to be one of those you pay like a monthly subscription, you'll be able to get all these movies. It was like a Blockbuster, but online, so I can just go through. Now, I think that would be, I don't know what it would take, but I think that's what I would always wanted. It was like a video update Blockbuster kind of on, like, where it's just like a video store, and there's just like no original content, just movies. Movies that you want to watch, and you pay a fee, and you get to see all the, you can watch any of these movies. Nope. Not today, Satan. It was kind of neat, but then it's all these original programs and crap, and they've gone so left and so anti-American woke that people are leaving Netflix like, I don't know how, as a Christian, you can support Netflix. And they're having, I mean, when you have the star of the show, you know, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry axed. Well, it's like, I read an article where, like, there's like 1,000... There's like 1,000 subways that have gone under since that anti-American football star, you know, was their spokesman. People are tired of it. People don't want to see this Michelle Obama bullcrap, this Meghan Merkel, Prince Harry crap. I mean, July 4, 1776 is when we gave up on the British royals. We didn't care about them anymore. Princess, that was kind of neat, but that was about as... And that was close as I got to anything about anybody with the British royals. But it's funny, because... You know, you go woke, you go broke. And then, like, I was talking to a guy the other day, he goes, well, like, because he didn't get it. I'm like, if you sell out the Daytona International Speedway, you still have fewer people than they used to get when Dale Sr. drove. But, yeah, my producer came in, so I got to give her a hug. But, yeah, this is my reason for living. This is the one that if I have an idea and I don't like and it doesn't, oh, I wouldn't talk about that, then I listen to her. And that's what we got to have in this world, a communication, which we don't have anymore. Okay, my wife believes this or that, and we're conservative, so we're going to believe the same things. But if she says it, yeah, we have differences of opinion, but we can talk about things. Not liberals. You have an opinion. You have a viewpoint.
I can see your point. You can see mine.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. And my wife can walk away knowing I'm right. Ha ha. Just kidding. Dude, if I'm right, that's rare. Not always. I mean, but I joke about that. But, you know, liberals don't have that. They can't see one. Well, I can see your point there. No, it's like, sorry, the Daytona International Speedway does not hold as many. You know, in 2013 in Talladega, they took out the Allison Grandstand. 18,000 seats had disappeared. The grandstand looked packed to me. Well, I guarantee you, if you can get an attendance total, it's not as much as they used to get back in the 90s when Davey Allison was there and Alan Kulwicki and Dick Trickle and Morgan Shepherd and the Sick Go Forward. Davey Allison and the Haviland. But yeah, you know, there's not as many people there. Even if they sell out, they don't have... I remember when I told this guy this, and I said, I used to sit in seats at MIS Speedway that don't even exist anymore, and I paid $65. And they became $25, sit wherever you wanted to, and they used to have a giant turn 3 grandstand that was like 55 or 60 seats, 60 rows high. It doesn't exist anymore. It's like a platform. They used to have tickets, okay, like I spent $60 and got the purple ticket or the blue ticket, and you could go in certain areas. Now that all came out for everyone to enjoy. They took like one or two rows of seats.
It's a bell. Keep going, it's just a bell.
Oh, I was trying to read it. Anyway. But because they don't exist anymore. They don't exist. You know, they took out in the main stretch. So even when they sell out, they still don't have as many people as they used to. I'm not saying they're not getting a lot, but... But... It's just crazy. Oh, everything's going great. Everything's wonderful. The economics, they're tanking. Everything's tanking, but don't worry. It's all Trump's fault. It's nice we have people like Elon Musk that is telling AOC to stop hitting on me and fighting back, you know. They don't know what to do when when you have people like Trump that hits back, and you have people like Elon Musk, I'm like, nice try. Sorry, AOC, stop hitting on me, please. They don't know what to do. Because they used to just having people just shut up and take it. And these people are calling it like they see it. But when you got 31% in farm prices up as eggs and meat and vegetables and chicken and dairy and corn and wheat soar through the roof, no, it's okay. Don't worry, folks. That's all Trump's fault. Sorry. No. Try to blame someone who was there for 4 years for the problems that you guys created for how many years? You know, a lot of places are like done with California. Ozzy's leaving. There's places, I mean, like a guy in Texas offered a huge plot of land to Elon Musk to move the headquarters of Twitter to Texas. That'd be funny if somebody moved it there just to get a job at Twitter and then nope. You know, it's amazing how we don't like we're racist against black people, but I wish the whole Supreme Court was nothing but Clarence Thomas. Justice Thomas. I wish we had a whole Supreme Court of Justice Thomases. Pardon me. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great? It was so fun. Oh, you're racist. But never mind. They wouldn't care. They wouldn't know any better. But I want you to know something, folks. Stand up for what you believe in. I do. I support Clarence Thomas. When I stand with black conservatives and I'm racist, nope, I don't think so, not today. But that's the problem. So many people, that's what they want. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for what you think while you can. Think while it's allowed to. Breathe while you can. Before they put a monitor on you. Yeah, sure, this is the monitor. You're going to get charged. You'll get a bill in the mail for breathing. And if we have to, this thing will just shut off your ability to get air. Breathe now while it's free. I mean, they'll find some way. They'll find some way to come after you for breathing. You know, it's nice we have people like Elon Musk calling it like it is, telling people like AOC to stop hitting on them. I mean, I just think it's great. Elon Musk didn't just sit there and like, Elon Musk is an African American. He's from Africa. Yipper, I love it. And guess what, folks? He is where he is because he didn't sit there and say, I'm not on the conversation because you know what? No. I shook my fist to heaven and said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I created you. He created Robin. He created my wife. He created all of us. He created Kirk Cameron. He created everybody on planet Earth. He created my mom and my father-in-law, my mother-in-law. He created my dad who fought for this country, my father-in-law who fought for this country. When they come back and they get treated like crap. They get these, I want to enact a law that treats every veteran like an illegal, so they get the best medical care, they get the they get free lodging, free housing, free everything. They just get everything handed to them. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just under 18 minutes in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. I do have a PayPal, so if you would like to donate and help out, it is PayPal.me/weeklyconversation, because this ain't free. I take my time. I'm grateful for my wife and my niece and everyone to allow me to do this and take the time out and do the research and, you know, and I'm grateful that I have a wife that says, okay, on May 4th, you can see me. On May 14th, it's a Saturday, we're going to the Ark Encounter, Kirk Cameron, who does the campfire revivals. He's going to be having a campfire revival at the Ark Encounter, and I will be there. And it's nice that I have a wife that's like, yeah, we're going, and we're excited. And it's going to be a night of prayer, a night of hope, a night of getting this country back to God. We need to get this country back to God and away from kids thinking that they're elephants or giraffes or dogs or cats or and it's being accepted. Like I was talking about earlier, I said, okay, well, my daughter's allergic to cats, so the animal's going to have to go. And if you're a teacher, the teacher should be like the adult. The cat doesn't tell you where the litter box and food goes. No, you put it where you put it in the best spot for it, and the cats find where the litter box is and find where the food is. And if I was the teacher, I'd be putting the litter box in the very front of the classroom. This is my house, my classroom, and since I'm the adult and you're the cat, you don't have a say where the... And you can't say a cat does, because cats don't. And you can't say it's not a cat. And you can't tell, like I was talking about earlier, she's not really a cat. What? Principal, you just said that girl's not actually a cat. And my daughter can't know. If she believes she's a cat, then I believe my daughter's allergic to the cat. But yeah, it's going to be a night and to get America back to the founding principles. Our Constitution was founded on the Bible and biblical principles. Get this country going back to its Christian roots. And not this. I mean, Sam Walton wouldn't sell anything that wasn't made in America. He wouldn't sell liquor at his stores. Walt Disney would be turning in his grave if he knew the crap that was going on. It's nice that we have a revival to get this country back going in the right direction. You don't have to, and you can watch his campfire revivals, start your own. It'd be cool to have someone that has a campfire revival that's bigger than his. Because just because he's, you know, Kirk Cameron, he's that famous actor and all stuff, and he's a Christian, and, you know, just like I am, it does not mean, you know, he's not better than my wife, and my wife's not better than him, and I'm not better than my wife or him or anybody. We're all equal. We all have the ability to change lives. My wife's been through stuff that I haven't been through, so she can mentor someone who might be going through that. See, there are things that women go through that men can't go through. No matter how much you want to pretend to a woman, you're never going to go through certain things that an actual woman's going to go through. There's things I've gone through in my life that I haven't, that I can mentor to people. I run close to 2,500 now, person support group for a muscle disease I have. Not only do I help run it, I actually suffer from it. And that's the number one thing. It's nice to know that the person that's running is not like some doctor. It's a person that He deals with this. He understands what we're going through. Clarence Thomas. Oh, I love Clarence Thomas. Oh, it just got... But thank you, God. Let me see where I'm at, folks. It's nice. Got about 12 minutes left in the program. It's just nice to see this, some big things happening and some things, and some good things going in the right direction. And I love it. You know, Jesus was one man, but look at what he did. He said, I'm the way and the truth and the light, and no one gets to the Father except through me. And when the Jews tried to trip him up or try to, in good times and bad times, he's there. And it's nice to see people turning back. Don't apologize. Now apologize if you're wrong, like if, okay, you know, if someone tries to convince you the earth is round, you know, don't apologize, you know, because it's flat. We know that. I mean, that's common sense. Just kidding. But I just have to admit. But, like, if you're wrong, say you're wrong. But if you're a Christian, don't apologize. I'm not going to apologize. Jesus loved the sinner, not the sin. Yes, he did love everyone, but he loved the sinner, not the sin. But I want to move on and get into some Premier League news. Thank you so much for tuning in. The final home game of the regular season, and we are going to be in the Europa League next year, which is a good thing because we were looking at probably one below that, but, you know, We put on a performance that if we put that on all night, if we would have done what we did tonight all season long, we'd probably be in, at least we'd have been in top four. You know, I mean, granted, Harry Maguire wasn't there, but there are some players that, I'm sorry. And I'd have been like, this is how I would have played it. Like, okay, if I was not running, I would have said, okay, let me tell you something. I'm the interim manager. You're going to be having someone coming in, and I guarantee you he's going to be looking at the way you guys are playing on the pitch, the performances, and I would be using, if I was the coming in manager, I would be using all that stuff to make it, okay, well, for me, I'd be like, okay, well, just so you know, if I come in, well, Ten Hag should come in. Yeah, just let you know, the players who I consider playing with me when Manchester United, it's going to heavily be determined on what I saw. I might go through and watch the last 10 games of the season. You know, this, hey, I'm determined a lot of, you know, some of you are going anyways. I mean, Juan Mata is kind of sad. He was a great servant to the club when he played. Granted, he had a hard time playing, but near the end, because, you know, at that, you know, but it's just one of those amazing things. When you look at someone like him, he was a great servant to the club. He always gave 100%. Even if he couldn't play at the top level, he still gave 100%. For that jersey, and I respect that. Some people could play way better than they are, and they don't. Juan Mata always played as hard as he could. I mean, the big question is, will Ronaldo be back next year? I talked to a guy at work all the time about this. I'm like, well, I want him there. In a way, I want him there. But at the same time, I want to get some new blood in there. And, you know, if he helps if he wants to come in and help, okay, yeah, I'm going to come in, and I know I'm probably going to be here. This will be my last year, and I want to help mentor. You know, I want to get people in that are there for the shirt, not for, okay, I want to, you know, the one that they're playing for the right reasons. And that's big for me. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. I mean, this last match of the home game was an exciting game. Like, where was this all season long? Where was this all season long? Where was the draw? Well, I mean, you didn't have Harry Maguire on the pitch, which... I was excited. I think I'm excited that we got a manager. We got people leaving. We got new people coming. I just hope they spend wisely and, you know, okay, here's $75 million. Get me two good players or three good players. Find me one that United fans go, who is this guy? I've never heard of him. Oh, he's from the Bundesliga. Okay, don't really follow that. Or the La Liga or the Italian league. And he's just like, wow, we paid $10 million for this guy? Okay, yeah, he's 100 times better than Harry Maguire ever was. And what do we pay for Harry Maguire, 80? It's exciting, folks. Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Got about just over 5 minutes left in the program, folks. And I'm just excited for what's to come. And I think we could be easily in the top five if they, you know, I'm not a fan of her. I mean, if these players here would have played more, I think we would have done better. Because they were people that actually, like these last like two or three games, they felt like they've been playing like they should have been. Like, where was this team 2 months ago? You know, and that's huge. And I think finally, after all this time, I think we got owners that are like, okay, yeah, we can't keep milking off of the glory years anymore. We got to start, you know. So, I think it's awesome that we're going to start to see some action. So, we're going to see some positive momentum in the right direction, and we're going to, I mean, I think this summer is going to be amazing. And I just hope they have fun with the transfer window and get some decent play. I'm tired of this one marquee saying, well, he's the best. Yeah, twisted ankle, and he could, whoops, there went $90 million. Okay, you only had $100 million to spend. Okay, there's three players. Sure, you could have bought. He was $15 million. He was 20, and he was 35. 45. You could have still gotten in that. You still had $30 million to spend. No, you got one player. Whatever the case may be, you know. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. And that's the problem. You know, the favoritism's got to go. And I think with Ralph Rangnick, he's like, hey, he tries to expose some of that. And when Ten Hag comes in, he's like, okay, you're going to play on my team? Okay, we'll see. If I like you and you're good, you'll play. If not, no. No, you're not playing. Sorry. Bye-bye. So I can't wait. I just can't wait. It's going to be a great time. This transfer window is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be like, I mean, the way they got Ronaldo done like that, I hope they get like five signings. And I'm not, and I want to see them spend some smart money. You know, spend $70 million on three players or two players, and like, where did this guy come from? And then, I mean, Ronaldo wasn't like a genius right out of the box. He looks like he was a lump of coal. That, man, this guy I think is going to be amazing, and he turned out to be one of the greatest players of all time. But you know, you can have someone that looks like Ronaldo in the beginning, and then bye, nope, not today. So, you never know. And if you have a bunch of, if you have like five or six players that you get for $130 million, guess what? You have some room to play. You got this for $10 million. You got this for $20 million. You got this for $15 million. And if they tank, oh, well, that was King. You know, he looked like he was going to be good, and he's not bad, but he's not what we expected, you know. And you have room to play instead of blowing your whole budget on one player. And that's what we've done for the last 10 years. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. Thank you so much. And don't forget, if you're going to be, if you're in the Midwest on May 14th, the ARC Experience, you can go there and be a part of the Campfire Revival. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night, everyone. God bless you all, and goodbye, and good night.